You found Revocation Radio, Alabama's true rock, hip-hop, and alternative. That is Knives, little side project of Ryan Clark, the lead singer of Demon Hunter. That one's called Not Enough. It is the Thursday edition of the Morning Overload. 8:36 is the time. John Walden's my name, that other voice that you hear clearing her throat because she's serious. She's ready. Angela Hayes Counseling in the building. Like, that's your new last name, Counseling. Angela Hayes Counseling. And that is the website as well. Angela Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. I always say that because people think Haynes. So Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, AngelaHayesCounseling.com is the website. And this hour talking about how to deal with breakups in a healthy way. Healthy ways of coping. And so what Angela's done, she's kind of gone David Letterman on us and created a top 10 list. And we've done 1 through 4. And so now we've got 5 through 7. Healthy ways of coping with a difficult breakup. And that goes beyond just a romantic relationship, as I accidentally kind of pushed us in that direction last time, talking about having to step away from the youth ministry. So let's hear 5, 6, and 7 and your spin on these and why they're so crucial.
Okay. Number 5. Focus your energy somewhere else on a healthy outlet. I say healthy outlet because there's tons of unhealthy outlets out there. Like a hobby, exercise, friends, learning something new. Exercise, let me just go on about exercise. Exercise is an excellent de-stressor because we're going to talk about those endorphins again. It releases all of those endorphins. Right. It also releases oxygen that'll go through your body and you'll sleep better and you'll have more energy. So that would be probably the top on focusing your energy somewhere other than thinking about that breakup. But exercise is a great, is one of the top ways to do that.
And you know, you talk about that, and I'm going to interject for a second. Think about exercise. A big thing after a breakup is once people, you know, get over it and they're in the, you know, they're past denial and all that stuff and everything. They're like, mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to get in better shape. That way I can, you know, meet my next mate and find, you know, this partner. And so that it kind of coincides and goes hand in hand all together. But it gives you more confidence anyway when you're working out.
Well, you know, I read an interesting study yesterday when I was doing some research on this topic to make sure I'm very prepared. was that I read one that was talking about that rebound relationships, as far as romantic relationships, are not all bad.
Yeah.
Because it refocuses your energy. Then I read another article that says stay away from rebound relationships because, and I would go towards that one because your feelings are still going to be raw if it's in a romantic breakup, and you don't want to just hop to somebody else dating someone else because those feelings, it's not fair to that person. Now, having friends and doing fun things with friends and hanging out, I'm not saying that's with the opposite sex is not appropriate, but a romantic relationship. So yeah. I would agree with the study about not jumping right into a romantic relationship, a rebound relationship.
What's the full window of a rebound? Within 3 months, give or take, or even less?
I tell my clients that you need to, if you have to give yourself an opportunity to heal. So give yourself 6 months.
Yes.
I mean, don't jump in. I mean, depending how long the relationship, sometimes it takes people years to get over. It's almost like a death when a relationship ends, a romantic relationship, or even a breakup with a relationship like a family member or a really close friend. It's almost like a death because you're grieving that loss of that person in your life.
And if it's meant to be, God's going to have the right doors open at the right time. So you don't have to rush anything.
And if you stay in God's presence and you pray and you seek healing from him while doing these things that I'm mentioning, he'll let you know when you're ready. When you have a peace about something, it's like Joyce Meyer says, it's a referee. Mm. When you have peace, you know that it's the right thing to do. But if you're not feeling peace, it's not the right thing to do. And he's going to tell you the same thing for relationships. And something else, this can be my number 6. It was make an appointment with a counselor, but that's kind of obvious. If you are really having a hard time processing through these feelings and your friends are, many times friends or people you talk to, family members are biased. So they're not going to tell you from a unbiased opinion standpoint. Reach out to somebody that can. It doesn't have to be a counselor you pay. It could be a pastoral counselor. It could be just somebody that you can trust that's going to give you a non-judgmental, unbiased opinion or unbiased view about things.
Right.
and walk you through the process of processing through their emotions.
If it's just something you can't handle on your own, counseling is definitely the next step.
Yes.
Definitely.
Just to get all those feelings out and learn healthy ways to process them, because not everybody can process their feelings in a healthy way.
Right. And shout out, we actually have 3 listeners that have now contacted you and are working with you.
Yes.
And a pretty cool thing as well. So I know that they can speak from experience, and obviously we're not going to divulge that info on who they are.
No.
But we've both talked to these listeners, and they're very grateful for our partnership together. So we would obviously suggest you call Angela. No doubt about it. All right, go ahead.
And number 7 is focus on rebuilding yourself. Mm. Expose yourself to new people, challenges, and experiences. I always tell people, take care of yourself. Self-care is so important when you are going through any kind of I call it a grieving process, and like I said, breakups can be just like a grieving process.
Absolutely.
There's going to be so many different emotions. So taking care of yourself, because some people skip doing things for themselves, such as normal daily living things, like brushing your teeth, taking a shower, getting out of the house. People tend to just don't do those things because they're so upset. You're going to want to make yourself at least take care of yourself in those ways. And then when you're spending, and if you take care of yourself, everything's going to fall into place, because remember, you're healing. And if you work with God and you're praying, He's going to bring you through it. But you still have to do the things for yourself too, like taking care of yourself and what you have to do, like your responsibilities and things like that.
Shutting down is never the answer. It's not going to get you anywhere. Mm-hmm. You're just stuck.
And that's where the journaling would come in, because when you're feeling tempted not to share your feelings, get out that journal. And I don't care if a whole page is dedicated to how mad you are at the person that broke up with you, or the relationship that ended. I mean, it just gets your feelings somewhere, because if they stay in your head, I call it the rabbit hole. There are all different directions in your head, and the what ifs start to come out and everything else. No, just write down and get a notebook and keep it. And that'll help you also. Also with your prayer time, do that. You can do that with the notebook too. Focus on a particular scripture about healing and restoration of your relationship, and focus on how God wants to heal you through this. And that's part of focusing on yourself too.
And I've never watched it, but I can almost guarantee that it would be a bad idea to watch The Notebook.
Do not watch The Notebook.
Can't do it.
Watch comedies.
Yeah.
Watch a great comedy.
Sorry, I just had to take a different direction there. You kept talking about Notebook, and that's what popped in my head. I'm like, I've never seen that movie. I have no idea, but
I don't recommend The Notebook during a breakup.
Chick flick, right? 100%? Have you seen it?
Yes.
Amber's never wanted to see it, so I don't know.
It's heart-wrenching. You do not want to watch that. You don't want to watch that or the Titanic.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Gilberto texting in saying, for him personally, he says, I just wanted to say that counseling does help your marriage, but if you both don't have Christ in your hearts, it'll never work. And that's his personal experience for what he dealt with. And,
amen, Roberto.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Because both of you have to want to work on your relationship. Let me add that too.
Yeah.
If I'm in a room with a couple and one is gung-ho into wanting this marriage to work and the other's like, well, I'm just going to see what happens, then it usually 9 times out of 10 does not work. Both people have to want to work on their marriage and
absolutely
give 100%. And then, of course, putting Christ at the center of it will make it all even better.
Amen. Amen. And so, Gilberto, I appreciate you jumping in on that. My brother Nathan texting in saying, I have conversations with myself all the time. May or may not be healthy.
Positive,
we don't know.
Positive self-talk, Nathan, is one of the many ways that I would say positive. You can say things to yourself like, I can do this. Just anything positive that you're telling yourself, I can get through this. This is going to be a great day. That's all positive self-talk. So
amen.
Conversations with yourself are not always bad.
No.
Unless yourself starts answering back, then I'd be a little concerned.
Then
come
issues.
See me.
Yeah, then we definitely need to do that. All right, more coming up. We've got solutions 8, 9, and 10 coming up. Healthy ways to deal and cope with breakups. So more coming up. AngelaHayesCounseling.com, as always, is the website. And more to go. Angela Hayes Counseling, licensed professional counselor on The Morning Overload.